Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting. In less than 12 hours, Santa is scheduled to launch from the North Pole. A lot of work goes into preparing for that moment, including work by the merry crew at the North Pole Post Office. Joining me from there with an update on wish lists for Santa is our North Pole Postmaster, Elf Hugo Slavia, who has appeared before on our radio broadcast. Hugo, this has to be a very busy time at the post office.
It's the biggest day of the year, no doubt about it. We're just about at full capacity. Santa is receiving about 5,600 wish lists every second.
Wow, that's a lot of wish lists. Can changes to a wish list happen this late in the game, Hugo?
I guess it can. Honestly, I don't worry about changes or even what those messages say. My job is to get those messages in front of Santa, and he decides what to do about them. So far, so good. We're on top of it.
At the news desk, we also handle our own rush of messages as people send in questions. And one of the top questions we're getting right now is about stocking mail. When does that kick in?
I'm in constant contact with Santa's office staff. They know what Santa is doing and how much he needs the information. I really don't have much to do with stocking mail until Santa tells us to engage it. I'm thinking right now it will likely be several hours before he decides to make it kick in.
Okay, Hugo. Thanks for that excellent update. Please keep us informed on what we can all do to make the job of the North Pole Post Office easier. From the North Pole Newsroom, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.